And I'm Kara Hetland, and joining me now is a group from the SDSU Robotics Club. They have made it to the Final Four in the Land O'Lakes Bot Shot. And we're going to talk now with Jason Sternhagen. He is the Robotics Club advisor. Jason, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hello, Kara.
And Joel Kwanbeck is there. He's a sophomore and president of the Robotics Club. Joel, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And Sterling Berg, also a student on the team that qualified for the Final Four, and they're joining me from the Janine Basinger Studio at South Dakota State University. Sterling, thanks for being here.
Mm-hmm. Yep, thanks for inviting us as well.
So Jason, let's start with you, and tell me a little bit about this competition.
This is a competition sponsored by Andy Mark and Land O'Lakes, and it involves shooting a basketball with a robot.
Now, okay, so I watched the video, and it's this, it's a kind of a square-ish, describe it for me, the square device, the ball, and it shoots and makes a perfect arc and goes in every time? Do you ever miss?
Not very often.
Okay.
But it has a set of wheels that propel the ball, and an alignment mechanism, an aiming mechanism that shoots it toward the basketball hoop.
So your design is different from other university designs?
We actually haven't had a chance to really see the other university's designs. We're trying to do the same thing. We're all trying to keep our designs kind of secret from each other. That way we can't steal designs from each other. So it'll be very exciting to see what the other teams have come up with.
So the competition leading up to the Final Four, you've had to do what?
We've had to show by video that we can meet the requirements, both from a safety and a performance aspect.
Okay. And so the video I saw, you were just in one spot, but the Final Four, you're going to have to play horse, so that means set up other shots?
That's correct.
Okay. So talk about how, do you have to reprogram something, or how do you make the robot make that shot?
So a robot has to be capable of shooting a basket from about anywhere on a court, a little bit further than a three-point shot. And so it'll be a game of horse, so one team will pick a location, then all the others have to follow. So to achieve that, we have a computer vision system that identifies the hoop and does the necessary calculations to determine the angle that we have to shoot at and how fast we have to shoot it.
So you don't make it go in and do a layup?
There is one layup shot that
really?
We have to make for sure.
I was just trying to be funny. So, but it's anywhere on the court. It doesn't have to be past the three-point line, right? It's
correct.
It's anywhere in there. So what would you say is your trickiest shot?
I think the layup shot has actually been the most challenging for us because it's nearly shooting straight up right near the basket. So it's fairly different than most of the other shots that we're taking in that way.
Another thing to add there is that the layup shot, we usually bank it off of the backboard, and our math works best for just hitting the center of the hoop.
Oh, not banking it?
Mm-hmm. We can aim to bank it off the backboard, but the math was designed for just aiming directly for the center of the hoop.
Oh, okay. And so what is your success rate with your robot?
So I'd say right now we're still finishing up some of the autonomous aspects of it. But as far as once we have a shot set up manually, at this point our robot is very consistent. I'd say it would make 9 out of 10 shots from a particular spot.
So how long have you been working on this for this competition?
We started at the very beginning of this semester, about January 4th, I believe.
Really? So you've had to construct this, and then also, so there's an engineering component and then also a computer code component, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's been a lot of those components, and a larger component that we haven't gotten a chance to see in a lot of their projects is a project management component. We've been applying what we learn in our project management classes here at SDSU to make sure things go smoothly and complete this project in such a short time frame.
So now, Joel or Sterling, do either of you play basketball?
Very
casually.
Or
have you played basketball? let me back up to your younger years. I'm not saying you're collegiate basketball players, but did you play? I mean, do you have a love for that sport at all, or at least a level of understanding?
I played basketball all through middle school and then just pick up games occasionally in high school.
And that was Joel. Is Sterling there?
This was Sterling.
Oh, yep. You're Sterling. Sorry. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I always just enjoyed casual games around my neighborhood with friends.
Sure. And so this is pure mathematics, would you say, or athleticism?
A lot of engineering, I guess, for this project.
We're definitely incorporating ideas from traditional basketball as far as like making sure we have some backspin on the ball to help get a good trajectory and pull it down into the hoop and things like that, and trying to get a natural style of a shot.
Huh. I'm imagining how to do a backspin on the ball, and it's kind of the roller kind of thing as it launches. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We have the two wheels that spin and pinch the basketball and shoot it out like a tennis ball shooter, and we can adjust the backspin by changing the difference in speed between those two wheels.
And is this a typical type of competition for the robotics club to get involved with?
Hopefully in the future. We're kind of just building up again from about 2015. We've been a relatively small club on campus, and we've experienced a lot of growth in the last year and a half.
And a critical mass of capability.
Explain that for me a little bit.
It really takes enough students and enough interest to get that critical mass moving forward to make this competition happen.
So you have about how many people in the club helping with this project?
With this project, we've had about 14 people working on it.
Okay. I mean, that we're talking just a couple of months' time. And when was the video due?
It was due the 11th, I believe, of this month.
So you really had 2 months to put this together.
A very short build time.
Yeah. Did you panic just a little, or...?
It was a little panic when we first saw the deadline, and then it was planning out a strict schedule for internal deadlines that we needed to meet to get ready in time.
It was a controlled panic.
I like that. And were you, I mean, this is obviously the robotics club. It's not a class. This is in your free time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of late nights?
Yeah, a few of those.
Okay, so explain. So you had to submit a video, and then you were chosen for the final four. So can you talk a little bit about the rules of what's going to happen April 7th when you square off here in the game of horse?
Yeah, so first, there's two rounds to the competition, and the first round is a skills round. And so there will be five predetermined marks on the court that we need to go pick up a basketball and shoot from as many of these spots as we can in a set period of time. And so we're ranked through that competition. And then based on that ranking, we're able to choose our order for the next round, which is actually playing a game of horse, where one team will choose a spot and then all of the teams need to shoot from that spot afterwards. So we'll need to go pick up a ball, go to the spot, and shoot within 90 seconds.
And what kind of changes do you have to make when you move the robot to different locations on the court?
So ideally, once we have all the finishing touches done, it'll be essentially just a press of a button for the robot to aim, do all the calculations, and shoot once we have it at a location. And there's essentially the two halves of that, which is going and picking up the ball, which is also automated, and then the automated shooting of the basket.
So somebody still has to go and fetch the ball. They haven't come up with something to make it come right back to the robot, right?
Right. there's a ball rack that we'll have to go, and we can't touch the ball. The robot has to pick that up on its own as well.
Oh, really? You don't put it... How does that work?
We can drive the robot up to the location, and then we have a little arm system that will pick up the ball for us.
Huh. Okay, so does your robot have a name?
We haven't decided on an official name, but a name that we've heard that we like a lot is Bali.
It's what? Bali?
Yep, like the movie Wall-E, but with a ball instead of a instead of Wall-E.
Okay, but that one hasn't quite stuck yet?
We just haven't decided on it as a group, I suppose.
Okay, so then tell me, so if you win horse, if you get first place here, I mean, talk a little bit more about that competition. So you have the shoot-off for your ranking, and then you play a game of horse, and then what happens?
And then the last team standing will be the winner and win $10,000 for the club. And then also, I believe, we'll be playing a game of horse against a college basketball player from the Final Four.
Another game of horse. And that's just for fun?
I believe so, yeah.
Take
I
your
hope
check.
That's not no. the final requirement.
And so with a $10,000 check, then what happens with that money with as far as the robotics club goes?
I think the next competition.
And so how is this one funded?
So Lando Lakes sponsored this competition, and in partnership with Andymark, electronics robot parts supplier, and so they sent us a kind of a base set of parts to work with, and then additionally a gift card to Andymark so that we could buy more parts. And then on top of that, we bought our own parts to customize and expand from there. So it was really an amazing opportunity for our club as we've been growing to suddenly have all these materials to work with. It's been it's really helped us jump ahead a couple of years in our 3 to 5 year plan of our growth.
And so, do you think this is going to make a great recruiting tool for having more people want to join the club?
Absolutely. For the club, for our department, the college.
And are these all engineering students, or can anybody join the club?
Anyone can join.
Okay. It's just all about your interest in wanting to do something like this.
Correct.
What are some other types of competitions that robotics clubs participate in?
Last semester, we competed in the SparkFun Autonomous Vehicle Competition in what was called the Logistics Class. And Joel can talk a little bit more about that, too, what we did specifically.
Yeah, so that competition was essentially we built a robot to do a complicated set of tasks autonomously. So this competition was sort of simulating a production floor for electronics. So we'd go and pick up a box autonomously, identify it, bring it over to a different area, drop it off, test it, bring it to another area. It was essentially moving a box around a lot autonomously.
Okay. Was this one a little more fun, shooting a basket?
Shooting a basket is a little bit more exciting.
Okay. Well, Jason Sternhagen and Joel Kwanbeck and Sterling Berg, I want to thank you for taking time and talking about this. We wish you the best of luck. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you much.
Thank you so much.
This group from the Robotics Club, they travel to Minneapolis on April 7th, where they'll square off in a game of horse. They join me today from the Janine Basinger Studio at South Dakota State University. Other robotic finalists are from the University of Minnesota, Purdue University, and the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Again, that competition is on April 7th.